welcome to episode 11. So I know I haven't posted in a long time. I'm so sorry. This is the first episode that I'm going to be posting for 2019. And let me give you a small background. Sorry, I forgot to mention the name of the podcast, which I should always do and I forget. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Diversified Experience with Esmeralda, which is myself. And two, I hope this is not scratchy because I am recording not just like I always do and it seems to be okay, but the phone is not super close to me, so I'm driving and you're just obviously listening via, I'm recording via the Anchor app, which I always use, and it is obviously on kind of like speaker, how I always do it, but I'm not driving when I do it. But this time the phone is a little away from me, obviously, in one of my stands. So I just kind of wanted to try this because I have a long commute. I came for a small business friendship meeting with my friend. I talk business with him. So, and then I'm driving home. So in a while, when I do driving, I've thought about recording, because obviously I record via the app using my phone, and well, why not? So if case this is scratchy, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna try to make this not so much of a long episode. I hope not. Who knows, maybe 30-40 minutes, because sometimes I just go on and on. I just want to tell you a little bit about a new business venture that I was thinking about in the last few weeks of 2018, and I just want to share with you guys. I had been pondering that I kind of wanted to wear my own clothing, wear my own brand, even if it was something simple. So I decided to start a clothing brand. So I was going to be distributed online. It's going to be an e-com business. I'm going to have an online store, and you could buy obviously online from anywhere. And yeah, it's just going to be simple merchandise. I want it to be a merchandise statement, business entrepreneurial person type of brand that basically a lot of people could wear. So something that I didn't see a lot, and maybe there is, the companies are just not big. I don't see enough brands out there that make statement clothing. You know, I want to make statements with what I wear, either by one or two words or with a small statement that's more than that. There's not enough. For example, just to give you more of an understanding, I had seen a Instagram account and the guy had his own small brand or t-shirt brand. I don't know. There was a t-shirt that he had designed. There was only one that I saw and it was a simple ass t-shirt. Right away, it's just a t-shirt. Like, you know, for me, that I'm a little bit, I have an edgy, classy type of style. You know, I'm not just into just classy or just edgy. I have a pretty decent style. You know, I don't dress trashy or anything. Not that that was trashy, it's just that if that t-shirt would have been a little bit more feminine, for example, just a little bit, maybe more tighter, a little bit more fitted, not like a t-shirt that you would just wear to the gym or that type of loose clothing that a guy would probably wear anywhere, I would be more intrigued to buy it. And I wasn't. It just has to have a little bit more femininity. That's what I want to do. I want a shirt that I could wear. I could dress up or down. I could wear with my jeans. I could wear with my Uggs. I could wear with tennies, this and that. Those types of shirts I could do, and there isn't enough of them. I want to do that. I want to do it for myself and other people just like me that have a big ass mouth like me. And just statement type of clothing. So just a small background on that. I have a few names out there that I have to decide on. I'm talking to different people, mostly guys I'm talking to. Because I kind of have a good, obviously, perspective on the women's part. So I want it to be for both, you know, males and females. For the edgy person, for the girly person, somebody that has a little bit just more of a basic wearing t-shirt type of style, or that wants to just wear it on their basic, normal, average days. Other accessories that I want, that I'm going to do. So I met with my friend on the manufacturing. He knows people in manufacturing, and because he's from India, so he was telling me that he knows people and stuff like that. And even if he didn't, you could obviously get manufacturers, vendors, suppliers, obviously through the internet. You just have to do your research. So that is a new goal that I'm gonna work on this year. Hopefully very soon I should have that established. A product is the easiest business you could do, selling a product. Okay, that's just my opinion. Obviously somebody could think something differently, but honestly it just takes the product, who's gonna make it for you, what they're gonna do. I'm gonna incorporate right away. I'm gonna have my business licenses. You don't need right away a business license to have a e-commerce business, just FYI. I'm sure, I don't know if it varies by state, but I don't think so. I'm not gonna have a physical location. If there's gonna be physical locations, they're just gonna be pop-up shops here and there. But obviously that's gonna take more time. I'm just gonna have it online. I'm gonna do obviously a lot of the business part of it. And I'm gonna have some people to help me, the vendors and stuff like that, obviously. Because I can't do everything by myself. You know, I don't have a freaking manufacturing company. Yeah, so that is something to look forward to, and I will share the updates with you guys and stuff like that. An update on future episodes. I don't know if I have... I know I've mentioned certain people I'm going to have later on. I started to have my friend from Tesla. Hopefully, by next week, I can set up a meeting. He doesn't work at Tesla anymore. He doesn't work there anymore, but he used to work making the models and the manufacturing side. So I'm gonna have him on. I have another friend that has a small business that he's starting up, and he has a lot of side hustles that he does. I'm gonna bring him on. We're gonna talk about that. I've sat and spoken with him, had discussions and conversations about diversity issues that we've seen in the workforce. Him and I used to work for a nonprofit, and there was an individual woman who was Mexican, but she looks white. I'm sorry. She's light complected, white, colored, blonde person. She's a bleach blonde, but anyway, she gets away with a lot of stuff, and me and him were having the conversation about how, why I mentioned it, how she probably just gets away with it because she looks white, and that happens a lot. And my friend actually is a fourth white, because his mom is half white and half Mexican, and his dad is Mexican. And he says, yeah, you know what, it has benefited me that not everybody who is part white, half or a fourth white, looks to be that. You know, sometimes you look more to a different race than the other when you're biracial or multiracial. But he has that blonde type of golden white look. And even he says, yeah, you know what, it has benefited me to look white. And he's willing to share that information with me, because not everybody has the guts and balls and the honesty to sit down and be like, yeah, I don't look like a straight up person from Mexico. You know, I look like a white person, and it has benefited me. It's a hard pill to swallow for somebody, but you know what, he's a hard worker, and he's smart, and he's, you know, very motivated, so that's why he's able to share this with you, and with us, other people who do get by because they, you know, look to be white or are white, some of them only get by because of that, you know. And I've had this discussion with other individuals as well. A lot of them don't want to admit it because, the jacket fits them too tight, because that's probably the only reason why they're in a certain position. Because I know some people like her, like the individual that I'm speaking about, who's a total idiot. It's not even funny. But anyways, that's going to be a conversation that we're going to bring to the table. I do need to bring that up more, because that's the whole reason why I have my own business ventures, why I work for myself, why I decided to be 26, 27. I'm 27, but when I decided to step away from the corporate world in my 20s, at 26, and have my small business ventures and try to build them on my own, was because of the diversity issues that I faced and I was able to recognize. So that's why I'm by myself. That's why I do this. That's why I started my podcast. Mostly because Gary Vee, I'm building on different platforms, which is a lot of things that people need to start doing if you want to be successful. Even if you don't have, you know, your business, maybe you're just more happy distributing content and, you know, being a podcaster or something, or doing something on a different platform. But yeah, he is the main motivation why I started the podcast. But second of all, for my business ventures and for other people, and I just have a lot of information and knowledge that I wanted to share for everybody, not just for women, not just for minorities, for anybody that wants to share this information and help with the diversity issues that women mostly women face in the workforce. Yes, that's why I'm by myself. I knew that even if I spend a few more months trying to get into Silicon Valley and the tech companies and just work up my way towards the ladder, I knew that even if I got in, one, it would take me a long time, which is okay, it's whatever. But second of all, I knew that I would see this happen to other women, and it would be very fake of me. And I'm a pretty for real person. It's not something I mention a lot because I think it's something that you could tell an individual, but I don't have that many faces to be able to work in the corporate world, and it would mentally, my mindset is not like that, so I wouldn't like it. It would affect me. It would be toxic. It would be hostile. I just can't do that. I know some people do it because obviously there is a little bit of minorities in, you know, Silicon Valley and tech companies in the corporate ladder in different positions. I know there's not many of them, period. Even as men, there's not too many minorities in the corporate world and as in executives and higher management. I can't do it. I can't, and I refuse to do so. So I knew I just had to build on my own and build better things for individuals and just better companies. I know that my generation, you know, and the ones under myself, I just know we're way stronger than the ones that are older. You know, and I'm not being biased, I really feel this, you know, and other people that are older say it as well. It takes a lot of guts because you're, you know, you sometimes try to be biased towards your generation. I know that sometimes older individuals don't like to admit that or like to talk about millennials or younger people, whatever. But it's a different ball game. It's our ball game. We're building the future. They're past halftime. We're not even there, you guys. I really do feel that there's going to be more people like me, and there is more people like me that are building better companies, whether they're going to be big or small, because we all hope for something. We all hope to build empires, don't we? At least most of us should, and probably do hope to build them. But we know it's hard, right? I mean, to build the next Apple, the next Google, and even bigger companies, even ones that are smaller and different industries. It's hard. Yeah, I understand. It's the market. It's pretty weird. And obviously we have a recession coming, so some people will fail for obvious reasons, and some will just, you know, I'm sure motivation and stress has, there's a lot of things that go into that, and I'm not going to get into that, but I do need to, going back to what I was saying, I'm sorry, I go off the rail sometimes. I do need to talk about more about the information and the studies and everything I know on the diversity issues. I do it on and off on my personal Instagram because I'm a diverse individual, so I don't just like to speak about the diversity issues. I talk about business, I talk about relationships, as in business relationships, and sometimes, most of the time, when you put anything in perspective for a business relationship, kind of goes for any relationship. So I'm pretty diverse. My Instagram, Emerald's Journey, EmeraldS Journey. So as of right now, I don't think I want to change it. I changed it a few times before I mentioned it here. But I've always mentioned that same journey. I'll put it in the description. I mean, I've always mentioned that same Instagram. Supposedly my startup that I've stalled on, which is Diversify You, which is Diversify with the letter U at the end. That Instagram, if you go to that Instagram, you'll see a lot of postings directly towards the diversity issues that we face, that women face, and sometimes even just as minorities. That one is directly for that. It's going to be built on that. And I have to do talk about more about how I started that and why I decided to do that. And it took me a while. Actually, I had two other ideas that I wanted to execute on. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but anyways, I had a guy that I knew. He was supposed to help me with the heavy tech, like the app and stuff like that, because obviously, what would a tech company be, or any big company moving forward be without an app, right? So he ended up being stupid towards the end. I kind of knew he was going to have an issue because it was going to be a lot of going back and forth, a lot of conversations, and his developments, his communication development skills were really all that, if I could say the least, I guess, I don't know. I still gave it a try, and he was willing to help me. I poured my heart out to him. Anyways, long story short, he had to go, so that's why a lot of the, I'm calling it heavy tech, but I don't know what you want to call it. A lot of that has stalled right away. I'm not going to outsource anything like that for anything that I do, maybe just a website or stuff like that for my e-com business. Obviously, that I'm gonna have either Shopify or Square do it. It would be dumb not to, but for that, I'm not gonna outsource. I think that's a big issue that people do. I hear it a lot. It costs a lot. You might as well just bring somebody in to be your CTO or director that has built apps. And you know what, this guy wasn't just anybody, this guy has built apps in the app store right now. Okay, he wasn't just anybody, so he was supposed to help me, and he's long gone, whatever, it's fine. This happened a while ago. I don't think I mentioned it, but yeah, it did happen a while ago. I have to give you more of a backstory on that. With time I will, with time you'll know, obviously, like I've said, way more about all of this. So I'm going to try to just end this at 20 minutes. Right now, we're at 17 minutes. I just want to make it really quick because, again, I don't know if this sounds scratchy or anything. If it doesn't sound scratchy and it sounds, pretty good, I'm going to keep on doing this because I commute a lot to different places for meetings, meeting people, friends, for business or pleasure. I commute on and off more to the Bay and to Silicon Valley because I'm pretty close, but I don't live directly there. I live a little bit more down south, but I just want to thank you. When I started doing this, I said in my head, no one's going to listen to you. You're going to have so many episodes and no one's going to listen to you. And I had that in my head because I knew that I was nobody to the podcasting, to the voice world. But I have a few listeners right away. Like, honestly, like when I saw I had one or two plays within hours, I was like, oh my God, maybe so-and-so, he listened to it. It was him. It's not somebody else. But then when I asked him and I had even more plays, he's like, he hadn't listened. So it wasn't him. I honestly thought it was a person that I knew that had listened. So I hope I didn't lose some of you by not posting in a long time. I think episode 10 was December 15. I'm very sorry. I know you have stuff to do, but I know maybe some people might be frustrated. They might like to listen to a lot of podcast episodes. But no, that is a goal that I'm going to have to, even if it's just a simple 20-minute one or 30-minute one like this, I need to do it more, obviously. If there's anybody out there that wants to reach out and wants to come on the podcast to co-host with me, I would be gladly able to do that, with you. And I would be honored to have you on here. One person took me up on that offer on my Instagram, and it was great. It was, it's just so nice that me having a small platform, people are willing to come and record an episode with me, and you could do more than one if you like. But I'm gonna end it. Thank you so much for listening, and again, I hope this is not scratchy, but thank you so much for listening. Bye.